Hello, my little ones. Mama Tells a Story is back. Today's story is The Crane and the Crab. This is an interesting story of an old crane that lived near a big lake full of fishes and other water creatures. The crane had grown old and he could not catch fishes anymore. He grew weak and hungry until he came up with the plan to cheat the water animals. With a witty plan in mind, he sat at the bank of the lake and started crying. He cried so loudly that it scared everybody. His friend, a friendly crab, climbed up next to him and asked what was wrong with him. The crane concocted a story. Concocted means he made up a story about how a famous bird told him that the lake would soon dry up and that it was not going to rain for the next 12 years. The crab informed all the other creatures about the situation and they all started to panic. The crane then stepped in and told them that he could carry each of them every day and take them to a bigger lake nearby. Well, that wouldn't dry up, and even if it did not rain for 24 hours or 24 years, it would still have a lot of water for all of us. The innocent creatures agreed and rode on the crane's back every day. Little did they know that the crane would fly a short distance, smash them to the rock, and eat them up. Oh, how sad it was. The crab one day asked the crane why he hasn't chosen him yet, because he also wanted to go to the big lake. The crane thought it would be a good idea to break the routine of eating fish every day and eat a crab for a change. So he agreed and took the crab with him the next day. When they were in the air, the crab looked down. He saw a heap of bones and he understood the crane's plan. He wittily convinced the crane to stop close by and then strangled the crane with the sharp claws and dragged him to the lake. The crab told everyone the plan of the crane and then assured them that the lake would not dry up. Many of the fishes were lost, but at least crab could save a lot of them. Moral of the story is, do not always believe a story on face value. If somebody tells you something which you might think is true, it's better to confirm it and then believe it. Think about it. I'll see you next time. Till then, bye-bye.